You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Today's guest, a frequent flyer on school talks, principal of Ben Davis High School, is Sandra Squire.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side. We're off and running with the first season of this new and exciting venture here on Indy's Giant 90.9. And, you know, it's been a good week around radio. This week we've been getting things settled and situated. In fact, right after this show, I think, are out there working on it right now, there will be a show called Just Yappin'. See, guys, I've said it now, so it has to happen. Just Yappin' will come right up after this, so stay tuned for that. Of course, if you're listening on Sunday, we'll be back to some more retro Sunday music. As well, as you heard in the intro, we have a great guest with us today, Principal Sandra Squire. She is going to be with us here in just a minute. But as always, this is the point in the show where we bring in our student producer, Mr. Kieran Sandulo. How are you?
I'm good. I was just informed not too long ago, actually, that I was supposed to get my wisdom teeth removed today.
Oh, yeah?
And that did not end up happening. So I feel lucky that I didn't have to get them removed today, because that would have sucked going into work tomorrow.
Well, that would be wild, trying to work with that.
Oh, yeah. Especially because I work at Dairy Queen.
It'd be like, welcome to Dairy Queen.
Yeah. I'm usually taking orders, so it would not be fun for anybody else, yeah. Not just me.
You know, there's some pretty good social media stuff out there with people after they get their wisdom
teeth. Oh, yeah. That, I think that's the main reason that my mom is trying to get mine taken out so that she could have something to post on Facebook.
So she could embarrass you and use it as blackmail later or something?
Probably.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, since you're not doing that, anything else coming up this weekend?
Not that I know of.
Maybe there'll be some other surprise.
Yeah, maybe... it's my sister's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, well, happy birthday to her.
Yep. So,
older, younger?
Younger sister. Yeah. She's a junior at Avon right now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So not too much younger than
her. Not too much younger. I am about a year and a half older than her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, happy birthday to her. And other stuff going on this weekend is up there on that thing we call the, you know, so you can
push board.
The button over Let there the on button. The thing there. There we go.
The big board. All right. Well, we've got the Wayne Township Fire Community Day. That's tomorrow in the Sam's Club parking lot. What time is that, Mr. Easter?
It is at 10 a.m.
10 to 1.
There. Yeah, that's not up there on the board yet.
Yeah. Well, we should get on that. August 23rd, we have football at football Cathedral in Ben Davis.
Yeah, season opener.
Yep. That's here.
Yes.
That is here. That's a home game, August 23rd at 7 p.m.
I hear there's lots of cool things planned for that night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm. August 25th, we have the Ben Davis Band's mattress sale fundraiser here at Ben Davis from 11 to 6.
And I think the director of Ben Davis Bands will be on here in a couple weeks to talk about that, Mr. Patrick Van Arsdale.
That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And then, last but not least, September 7th, we have the Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk at the Military Park.
Yeah, and that'll be, I think, walk starts at 3. We'll have coverage from 12 to 3 or so here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Emerson was back this week to talk about that, in fact.
Yeah.
So that is it.
That's the big board.
That's the thing we call the... that thing. There we go.
I'll get used to it.
Yeah, I know. It's just the second show. So once again, if this is the first time you're joining us and you're looking for school talk with Emerson, well, Emerson gave up the seat in May after 21 successful years, and we knew that we could not do school talk without Emerson, because I am definitely not Emerson. So we call this show Voices of the West Side, and we serve the west side of Indy, so it only seemed like a perfect fit when the random name generator spit out Voices of the West Side. It's a great thing about AI. You put in the prompt and it gives you suggested names, and so that's the one we chose. Like school talk, this show will air on Sundays at 2 p.m. So if you miss any part of it, we'll also have it up on our podcast site. So that's just a little bit of introduction. Emerson, of course, may come back, as we saw him earlier this week, and host the show. When that happens, it will be School Talk with Emerson again. So, yeah, we'll bring that back. But this morning, we welcome a frequent School Talk guest, as you alluded to in the intro there, Kieran. Probably if you go back and you added it all up, all of her appearances on the show, it would probably be well into the teens or the 20s. She is the principal of Ben Davis High School. Please welcome to Voices of the West Side, Miss Sandra Squire. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you go.
Good morning, Kieran.
See, some things carried over.
Absolutely.
From School Talk. Yeah. Yep. So welcome. And first appearance on this show. But, you know, like we said, you've been on School Talk. So you're a veteran of this program.
It's been a few times, I believe, at this point, a few times. But I'm glad to be sitting here for the first year of Voices of the West Side.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to get something new. Of course, we miss Emerson, and he will always be on the wall here in the studio. But it's good to be here. So thank you for joining us. I sort of know your story. You know, we've worked together for many, many years here at Ben Davis, but our listeners may not. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be the principal of Ben Davis High School. Who is Ms. Squire?
Oh, goodness. It is a non-traditional path, Mr. Easter. I'm an Army brat, lived all over the country. My father retired and became an Episcopal priest and ended up at the seminary in University of the South, Suwanee, Tennessee, where I landed in eighth grade. It was my ninth school. Ended up going to UT Knoxville and traveled quite a bit. And then happenstance brought me to Indiana, where I was a nanny for a few years and did some odd jobs. And then decided I wanted to go back to the classroom. So I started here as a night school teacher, BDE, Ben Davis Evening School. Taught night school for one semester and then started teaching English in day school. And then did that for 5 years, became the department chair of English, and then moved into administration. And this is going into my 17th year in administration. I was an assistant principal for four. And this is my 13th year as the principal, Ben Davis. So it's been a very non-traditional route to get here.
Yeah, that's 17 years in administration. That's hard to believe because I remember when you started in administration.
Yeah.
So you kind of alluded to it here, but you know, having been an English teacher and then become the department chair and then assistant principal and that whole kind of career path, you've probably seen a lot of things change here at Ben Davis.
Oh, yes.
So what do you think you've, over those years, what have you seen kind of change?
There's been so much change over the years. You know, our demographics have changed quite a bit in the last 15 to 20 years. At the same time, so has our rigor. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we talk about the fact that, you know, we went from 35% free and reduced lunch to 100% free and reduced lunch. And we are very diverse, the most diverse school when you look at languages spoken in the state of Indiana. At the same time, our graduation rate went from 64% to over the 90s. And our dual credit earned went from 80 to over 7,000 a semester. So our rigor has been immense over the past 15 years. We continue to offer lots of opportunities for our students. So, yes, there's been a lot of change, and it has been extremely positive.
And when you look, once again, if you're just joining us, this is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter. We're joined this morning by the principal of Ben Davis High School, Ms. Sandra Squire. So when you talk about those changes and things that have happened over the years, obviously it takes a lot of time for you to do what you do. As a principal, I know that you have other roles in your life as well. So how do you balance everything that goes on in your life and also be the principal of a school like Ben Davis?
I think the idea of the word balance is difficult because that suggests that you can equally give time to everybody in around you. And I don't know that that's possible. It really is about understanding communication. I have three children. I have, I can say confidently 90% of their concerts or games, practices, important events I've made it to. You know, when I was offered this position, the first thing I said was I'm a mother first. I want to make sure that that's not an issue, and was told absolutely not an issue, and that's been the case. at the same time, they've had to sacrifice my time and my presence, because there are times that I'm at home, but I'm not necessarily present. I get a phone call, I'm on my phone, I'm texting. And so they've learned to adjust to that. You know, my youngest daughter has only ever known me as an administrator. So that's all she's ever known. So that's what she's lived with. And they've learned to be very independent. You know, it's not unusual for them to take a selfie on their first day of school, you know, instead of getting a picture for mom. So I make sure that when I am there, I am, you know, coming to their events and I'm supporting what they need. And if they need me, I put my phone down and I want to be present. But they've also learned to be extremely independent. And I have an amazing husband and I have an amazing support team around me.
And they've all been through Ben Davis, correct?
Two of the three. Yes. My oldest graduated from Brownsburg in 2016.
Yeah. So two of the three have been Ben Davis. What's that been like to have your daughter here or your child here?
Yeah. It depends on the child. You know, it's very interesting depending on the child. Some are a little quieter and people don't know that they're related to me. Others are a little bit more active and people might know that they're related to me. But we try to keep those worlds as separate as possible. Mm-hmm. They overlap. You know, they're gonna overlap at times. But, you know, we just make it work 1 minute at a time.
Yeah. Well, I know I can kind of relate to some of that because my father was an administrator. Yeah. So, you know, when you talk about maybe he had something at school, and of course, he wasn't my assistant principal. I went to Ben Davis. He was at Broad Ripple High School at the time. Long live the Rockets up there. I kind of grew up there at Broad Ripple around different things as well. So, you know, I can kind of relate to kind of being the child of an administrator. And, you know, I went into teaching. So,
yeah, there you go.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's my hope, is that many of them will go into education.
Yeah. So, as we said, you know, you've been here several years, and what keeps you kind of motivated to keep coming back?
The students. That's an easy answer. The students keep me motivated. I learn from our students every single day. They keep me laughing. Sometimes I want to pull my hair out, depending on the student. But, you know, I just absolutely love our kids. You know, they're just so polite. I can't tell you, anytime I've redirected a student all week this week, I heard, sorry, yes, ma'am. You know, it's always been so respectful. So our students keep me learning, keep me hopping, keep me feeling young. I'm not young, but feeling young every single day.
Well, I know you talk about kind of how the students have been, and I've seen that as well. You talked also earlier about how many languages are spoken here at Ben Davis. How many languages are, do you know?
Oh, goodness. I think it's 64, maybe. I don't want to be saying facts that are incorrect, yeah. So I will fact check myself, but I think it was 64 at the last count. So we'll fact check that for the podcast on Sunday.
Yeah, and I know... You, personally, that is something that has increased since I've been here exponentially.
Absolutely.
I heard we now are over 900
correct.
LAP students.
That is correct.
That is wild to me. And I know you talk about the students and how polite they are and things. I know in the morning I teach Area 31 classes. In the afternoon I have only Ben Davis students. And I know in my ninth period class I have two young ladies who came to us this week who speak no English. And it's been really cool to see how their classmates have kind of adopted them.
Yes.
And, you know, they're trying to communicate. They're using translation on their computers to communicate and talk to each other. And they've made friends. And that's one of those things you look at and you're like, wow, that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. The community here is so accepting of everyone, and they absolutely do help each other out through translation, or if they know the language, they just jump right in and help. But boy, goodness, the translation software has helped us all.
Yeah.
I, you know, pull that up probably every day, and the students have taught me again how to, you know, go a little faster on some of that, because I was a little slow and it took me a minute to try to figure out the languages. And like in some of those, you can just push narrow and it will switch the languages. But yeah, no, that's been instrumental in being able to communicate with our students.
So I guess that brings up, when you have such a diverse student population, how do you keep it all together? I guess that's the question, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think it's just teamwork, right? I mean, we have over 3,000 students, 10 through 12 here, and 1 million square foot under roof, even though we've got quite a bit of square foot not under roof right now.
Yeah, that's on the list to talk about here.
But it's about teamwork. I have an amazing team of administrators and department chairs and teacher leaders throughout the building. And, maintenance and custodial and bus drivers and support staff. I mean, everybody working together to make sure that our students are supported. And then students realizing that they've got the support system, then become a part of that support system. You know, I walked in this morning and saw a student was one of the first faces that I saw helping in the main office. So the students become interwoven in that support system. So it really is all about, when we say that, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, we see it every single day at Ben Davis High School.
Since you kind of alluded to it, I guess it's a good time to bring
sure
up
thing.
The construction. I had a friend of mine who sent me a text the other day and said, drove by Ben Davis. What's going on?
Yeah, where is it?
Where's the front of the building?
And half.
And I guess I can be honest and say now, was never really a fan of the front of the building, the
okay.
way it looked.
Okay.
So I'm definitely not unhappy to see it back to where the building used to be when I was a student here. That's how far back you've gone.
Yes.
In the front of the building. So I'm hoping that I haven't seen drawings, but I hope it's going to be something
beautiful like
and gorgeous. And so with that, that's the first time I've ever admitted that I didn't like the old front of the building, but it was kind of cobbled together because, you know, I think the canopy was added later and it wasn't mm-hmm. exactly attached. And,
yes.
you know, it was just kind of,
created some floods around
yes.
there. Yes.
Because I remember at first when it would rain, the canopy didn't work quite like it was designed, and like the water came down right at the door. And so they had to add a new canopy, and it was something else. But when you go back and you look at what all you're doing there at the front of the building, it is kind of a disruption in the way students get around
it is,
in
yes.
the building and things. So what is the plan, and what kind of generated the start of all that construction?
So there are kind of two goals. Since I've been an assistant principal here and started looking at our schedule and how how our bell schedule goes every day, mathematically we realized that having 5 lunches was very difficult for doing anything creative with your schedule. Some schools have block, semi-block, or schedules on top of each other, but having to run 5 lunches was mathematically very difficult to do anything. And so I've been pushing, actually Rick Adcock, who had been the Avon principal, worked as a consultant with an architecture firm, and he and I had worked on a plan when I first became principal on how to get us to 5 lunches, and we weren't able to implement the plan, but we had a plan in place. And you know, the other kind of goal through all of this is, you know, prior to the construction, when you walked into Ben Davis High School, you weren't sure, do I go right, do I go left?
Right.
You had the main office on your left, you had student services on the right, and you stood in this foyer going, which way do I go? What do I need? And you would go to one, and they'd say, no, you got to go across the hall, or vice versa. And we also had a buzzer system so that you were supposed to speak into the speaker, and then they would buzz you in, but it was so busy that they would just kind of buzz you in all the time, right? Which isn't the safest, because once you're through those doors,
right. yeah.
once you're through those doors, you're in the building. And then we had a buzzer system to try to get back into the, you know, to go back into the building, but we wanted it to be safer for everybody. So we visited some schools that had just one window. When you walk in, you go to the window, and you are able to speak to somebody and they can help you. And so we had visited many, many schools in the area to look at the different configurations. And we had asked for a more secure entrance and more customer service friendly so that people can walk in, go to one window and get helped. And that's part of this project. the student services and main office are going to be joined together, all in one. We're one team. We're all working together. Dean's office, everybody will be in the same area. We'll still have the clinic across the hall in what has not yet been constructed. and that'll be support services. So our OT, our PT, Mr. Brown, our case conference coordinators, all of that will be on the left side of the building, so that we'll still have supports for our students. So it's going to be wonderful. As you walk in, there'll be a larger waiting room. So we won't have as big of an awning outside, but we won't need as big of an awning because students won't be standing outside. They can stand inside in a larger entrance. Mm. But that entrance will also be secure. You can't get into the building beyond that entrance. So all of that, you know, going down to three lunches and this in the front of the building meant that we had to kind of tear out what was currently there. We're moving the media center to a second floor, which means we had to build a second floor. So we're pulling over part of what was called Cyber Cafe and creating a second floor media center. We'll move up there. And then all of what used to be the media center and some of the offices behind it will all become cafeteria. So if you have visited Brownsburg High School recently and seen some of the renovations, the cafeteria will actually look very similar. Mm. It'll look very collegiate. It'll be very open. And so when people say, oh my gosh, you're going to put 1,000 students in one place, it's not going to be all kind of crammed into one place.
Not as it is now.
It's not going to be as like unbelievable as of a statement.
Correct. That is correct.
It's a much larger space to fit people.
That is exactly right. And so it'll be very spread out. Now, there will be doors in areas that there aren't doors now. So you can kind of say, okay, you're in lunch, you're staying in lunch area. But the area is going to be very expansive. So we're looking forward to it. A part of that means we're also going to be glassing in the B hall upstairs. And so that will be glassed in all the way around and tinted. So we'll still get the sunlight coming through, but students won't be sitting there watching everybody eat. You know, it'll just become a hallway. Mm. So it's going to be beautiful. I've seen some of the renditions of what it's going to look like. I'm just very excited. Right now, it's hard to come in and see piles of dirt. it just makes me anxious, but I know we're in the middle of progress. So it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Well, in case you're just joining us, that's the voice of Ms. Sandra Squire, the principal of Ben Davis High School. And this is Voices of the West Side. And, you know, I think about when I was a student here, you know, when dinosaurs walked the earth, I always tell the students that. But when you used to walk in the front door, if you turn right, you walk down A Hall.
Yes.
If you turn left, there was the guidance was kind of to the left, and they had like little cubby holes. And then the main office was to the left, but you actually had to walk pretty good way to get to the main where you would go into the main office. Yeah. And, you know, the cafeteria was really kind of in the same place it's always been. That really hasn't changed. So it is kind of exciting to think about all this new space and the way that the space you have is going to be used there, and how, you know, you talk about how the students won't have to wait outside anymore. That's really awesome. You know, having a space where they can sit and they can be inside, protected from the elements when it's, you know, raining outside and things. Absolutely. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So as you looked at trying to redo this, obviously, you know, Ben Davis was renovated 1998 to 2001. There were a lot of things that happened school security wise during that time. So, you know, things weren't really designed. And so you've just kind of had to retrofit. So now it's kind of like when they rebuilt the airport. Now you get a chance to
do
everything you need to do. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So I feel like what you're doing with the offices is much smarter than what we're doing at Avon.
Oh yeah.
You're getting the guidance office, the main office, student services all put into a similar area. At Avon, when they're doing our construction now, they just spread everything further apart than it was.
Yeah.
So we now it has its own benefits. We have two student services areas now, but they moved the clinic, the guidance office, and the main office to complete opposite ends of the school.
Okay.
So it's much harder to get from place to place now.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a much smarter move what you guys are doing now to get everything into one area.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Mr. Shockley's my friend, though, so I can't say anything. Right.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, Kieran is one of our Area 31 students. He comes here from Avon. So we love the different perspectives, though.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah.
I know in Brownsburg they have the team concept. So they've got, you know, an assistant principal and a secretary and an academic coach and a counselor for each grade level. And so they have offices in different areas because they're like the they go by the 9th, 10th, or they actually go by the the class of 2026 or the class of 2027. And so I wonder if maybe Avon is looking at, I don't know, but I don't know if maybe that's why they've spread out a little bit.
We're organized by sections of the alphabet, actually.
Okay. Okay.
So we're not organized by classes with our counselors and our student services. So it's just, I have a new counselor now because my old counselor is now an assistant principal, I believe.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of staff changes at Avon that have kind of messed with a lot of the students' schedules a bit.
Okay.
I mean, earlier this year, before we all went into the actual, before we actually all went into school, they handed out our new schedules on day one because apparently they had messed up our schedules. Yeah. So I got two different schedules that had classes that I did not sign up for, classes that I wasn't taking. But they had it all fixed on day
That's
one.
Good.
So
That's
that
amazing.
That means that they saw that people were like, hey, these aren't our classes, and they got like right on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know my dad used to do scheduling for Broad Ripple High School, and that is
a
very
beast.
Underrated thing. And I know Broad Ripple at that time they only had 1,600 students, so I can't imagine a school that's 3,200 in 10 through 12 here, and then you're also working with the ninth grade center and everything else. That's got to be crazy. And I know Avon just continues to grow as well.
They do, very much so. So yeah, it's a beast. It's a beast to schedule. So glad they had it fixed on day one for you.
So when you talk about being spread out, everything is spread out right now. Eventually you all come back together. So what's that been like, having student services back in the Harvest Area 31 area of the building? You guys are up front. The clinic has moved. Mrs. Edwards, the receptionist, is in a different spot. Door one isn't door one.
Correct. Door one's gone.
Door one's just a hole you go. It's so funny. I went to put something in the in for the bookstore, the safe for the bookstore, and I looked down and it's, oh, that's outside.
Yeah, you can see right out there. I go out there every day to look and see what's happening.
You have natural lighting there now.
Yes, we do. So we've been teasing each other that we're going to be very healthy by the end of this year.
You're getting your steps in
for sure. We are getting our steps in for sure, because there's, only one in and out to the office. So anytime we're going out for lunch duty, hall duty, and whatnot, we have to go quite a bit farther. We're going to be getting our steps in. It's pushing us with communication. We've had some issues with our radios because of the construction, and so it's just pushing us to review all of our processes and make sure that we are staying in communication at all times.
So I guess the final question I would have, when you get this all finished and you bring everything back together, will there be a celebration or...
That's a great idea. I think Mr. Easter could lead something like that, right?
I just gave myself something here. Because I remember when we had the huge construction project back in 2000s, they had like a rededication of the building. I know this is the 60th year.
It is,
of this building.
Of this building. Wow. So, we want to celebrate that as well. We're going to be finding ways to celebrate us being in this building for 60 years. But yes, we will absolutely look at some kind of celebration when we are reopened completely.
I did buy one time, I bought a map on eBay that was the original Ben Davis High School. And this area that we're sitting in now was parking lot. So,
oh wow,
yeah, this whole area was not. It ended right here at the end of our hall.
I bet that you there are students that wish this was still a parking lot. They'd get in a little faster.
Yeah, S Hall is way back here.
It was the way that you immediately turned and looked at me because
All right. Well, anything else this morning?
No, I just appreciate our Giants and all of our students from Area 31. It has been a great start. We know that they're trying to figure out how to get around. We have new walls in areas that there weren't walls. And our students are doing an exceptional job finding their way around, getting to class on time, but also being kind to each other. When you are elbow to elbow in the hallways, mm-hmm. that can be difficult. And it can be frustrating, and they have really been respectful and kind to each other almost every single day, every minute of every day. There are always those moments, but just really appreciate how our students have reacted to everything.
All right. Well, we've done it. That's the second episode Woo-hoo. Of Voices Woo-hoo. Of the West Side. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you, here. Karen. Thank appreciate you. It.
Yeah, appreciate it. And so that's going to wrap us up.
Okay, have a great one.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. We must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Thank you for joining us here on Voices of the West Side. If you have a show idea, find us on X, Twitter, or Facebook at West Side Voices. And you can also give us a call at 317-988-7122 or send us an email at john.easter@wayne.k12.in.us. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. That's all for this week. We'll see you on down the road. This has been another edition of Voices of the West Side. Have a great weekend.